You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. It is Wednesday. So what do we say on a Wednesday morning? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 27th of September. This is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio. Believe that. You believe everything. Of course we're smooth. From 10 o'clock onwards, probably. Right, let's take a look. We've got a birthday today. We do indeed. We've got born on this day, 27th of September, going back to the year 1840. This is Thomas Nast. He was a German-born American caricaturist and editorial cartoonist who is considered to be the father of the American cartoon. Now, among his notable works were the creation of the modern version of Santa Claus and Uncle Sam. This is the male personification is a big word for a morning, of the American people, as well as the political symbols of both major United States political parties, the Republican elephant and the Democratic donkey. Not sure I'd have been so happy about the donkey, but never mind.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though you're one far behind. From our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody taking the chance.
It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we have used it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. See, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your
hands. What's the problem with men without hands? Safety dance is what that's called. It's sort of stuttering in there, wasn't it? Anyway, the safety dance, Canadian new wave synth pop band Man Without Hats, released in Canada back in 1982. It was the second single off Rhythm of Youth, and the song was written by their lead singer, Ivan Doroshuk, after he had been ejected from a club for pogo dancing. Are you sure? It doesn't surprise me in the slightest then that he was kicked out. Pogo dancing in a disco. That's not a bad idea. 5 minutes of right now after the hour of 7 o'clock if you're keeping an eye on the time. This is the Joyce Sims. And it's called All and All.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Up by the fireplace, time I don't waste. As I love you slow, then increase the pace. Your natural body perfume brightens up any room. One whiff and my spirit's taking up a lift. It feels good when your woman is your best friend, but it's better when you fall in love.
And that is the sound of LaBouche. It's called Falling in Love, and 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, Andreas is going to be with us. We're going to be doing a movie review today. He's back from Hawaii. How nice is that? Also a guest in the last hour as well this morning, this Wednesday morning, here on 89.3. Look, Ma, no hands. From Elton John.
I'll take a rainy day to make a champagne shower. Poach some horn and tusk to build an ivory tower. Been to Philadelphia the day it was closed. I walked to New Orleans down a Louisiana road. Skeletons they hung from the bushes and the trees. The nightest girl among them said, who to me? In a time of wine and cheap cigars, I'm on top of the world. Top of the world, Mom. Look, Mom, no hell. From rust. Been down in Roswell when the Martians came. Sailed to Mandeville across the haunted train.
Everything you want in my hands, you right. There we go. Yes, look, Ma, no hands. Take us back to our intro this morning. Was it safety dance for men with no hats? Should be wearing a helmet. I tell you what, that has brought us to 30 seconds after, 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's programme. So it is definitely time to get you in the shower on your way. Wednesday morning, yes, hump day. We're making our way down to the weekend. What have we got for you? Let's stay with dancing, shall we? David Bowie. Let's dance. A good one for bopping as you make your way off to work today. In the shower with David Bowie and Let's Dance. 20 after 7. And out you get and on your way to wherever it is you're going. Wednesday morning, 27th of September. That one, of course, written and sung by David Bowie, was the, in fact, the title track off of his 1983 album of the same name, Let's Dance. It was co-produced by that amazing guy, Nile Rodgers. Of course, he was also with Chic. It was recorded in late 1982. This was at the Power Station in New York City, with the assistance of engineer Bob Clearmountain. And, well, Nile Rodgers transformed the song from its folk origins to a dance number through using studio effects and new musicians Bowie had yet to work with. Bowie hired the then unknown Texas guitarist Steve Ray Vaughan, who added a sort of bluesy edge. So there we go. Hey, let's take a trip, shall we? Let's go out to Greece to Renee and Rick. It's always a lovely story that they have for us. Good morning. Wow, we had a giant storm last night. Woke up at 2 a.m. to find the dogs in a panic outside our bedroom, panting and drooling all over the place. Lovely. We were up with them for about half an hour, sort of calming them down. Still pouring with rain when we got up this morning. Thankfully, it cleared up around about, the early afternoon. Sunny since, late morning. Sunny since late morning. Morning. Another business dinner tonight, so no cooking for me today. Must be getting near the weekend then. And you asked if we could play a song for you. It's this one, Here Comes the Rain Again. Comes from Eurythmics, of course. By the way, looking out the studio window this morning, it's another gorgeous morning. And that's one of those mornings I had to take a picture of the sunrise. But we are so in need of rain. Reminds me of the summer of 76 in the UK, where from March and through till September, didn't rain once, which for the UK is really quite something. Anyway, here comes the rain again.
with Jerry D.
That's what it's called, isn't it? Crazy Little Thing Called Love from Queen here on this morning's breakfast show, 89.3 Cool FM.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure, and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. Well, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are coming down to 28 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock as we make our way through till 10 this morning. Tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians rushed on Wednesday to flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh for Armenia. This was after a lightning military operation by Azerbaijan that has recast the contours of the post-Soviet South Caucasus. So far, more than 28,000 of the 120,000 Armenians of Karabakh in a region internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan have crossed into the border into Armenia, a country of about 2.8 million people. The fourth partial shutdown of the U.S. government in a decade was, 4 days away on Wednesday, with House Republicans preemptively rejecting a bipartisan bill advancing in the Senate that would fund agencies through mid-November. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed, and a wide range of services, from economic data releases to nutrition benefits, if Congress fails to pass legislation that Democratic President Joe Biden can sign into law by midnight on Saturday. A fire ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq late on Tuesday, killing more than 100 people in a Christian town that had survived Islamic State occupation, as authorities announced an investigation into the blaze. Firefighters searched the charred skeleton of the building in Qaraqash into Wednesday morning, and bereaved relatives gathered outside a morgue in the nearby city of Mosul, wailing and rocking in distress. North Korea has decided to expel American soldier Travis King, who it said had admitted to illegal intrusion into the country and was disillusioned about unequal U.S. society, state media KCNA said on Wednesday. Well, KCNA released the final results of an investigation into King's border crossing in July after saying in its interim findings that he wanted refuge in North Korea or elsewhere because of maltreatment and racial discrimination within the army. Germany has welcomed a decision by neutral Switzerland to open the way to sell back some of its German-made Leopard 2 tanks to help rebuild stocks depleted by aid to Ukraine. Germany had asked Switzerland in February to sell back some of the 96 Leopard 2 tanks it has in storage to the manufacturer, Rheinmetall AG. The Coast Guard of the Philippines urged the country's fishermen on Wednesday to keep operating at the disputed Carborough Shoal and other sites in the South China Sea, pledging to step up patrols there despite an imposing Chinese presence. And a 4.2 magnitude earthquake struck a volcanic field near Naples early on Wednesday, the biggest in nearly four decades, but Italian authorities said that it appears to have caused no damage. The earthquake, part of more than 60 seismic events registered since early Tuesday, took place at 3:35 a.m. and the Italian Geophysics and Volcanology Institute reported. Hyundai and Kia, well, they're recalling about 1.6 million and 1.7 million vehicles respectively in the United States. This is due to risk of an engine compartment fire, the National Highway Transit Traffic Safety Administration said on Wednesday. The chairman of the troubled China Evergrande Group has been placed under police surveillance, Bloomberg News reported on Wednesday, raising more doubts about the embattled developer's future as it grapples with the mounting threat of liquidation. Citing people with knowledge of the matter, the report said that Hui Kaiyan, who founded Evergrande in 1996 in the southern city of Guangzhou, was taken away by police earlier this month and is being monitored at a designated location. And China's cyberspace regulator released on Wednesday names of the first batch of mobile app stores that have completed filing business details to regulators, signaling it has begun to enforce new rules to expand its oversight of mobile apps. A total of 26 app stores operated by companies, including the likes of Tencent, Huawei, Baidu, Xiaomi, Samsung, have submitted filings to the authority, according to the Cyberspace Administration of China. Apple's App Store is not among the app stores on the list. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Tesla is working on an upgrade of its gigacasting technology to die-cast almost all vehicle underbody parts in one piece. The Shanghai Securities News reported on Wednesday, citing unnamed sources close to the automaker. The state-owned Chinese newspaper, which based its report after a recent visit to Tesla's Shanghai factory, did not say when and where the upgrade will happen. Looking at some of the shares, European shares, when the markets opened today, rose after four straight sessions of losses, while insurance stocks capped the gains as Netherlands' largest insurer, the NN Group, fell after an unfavourable court ruling. The Pan-European Stock 600 index added 0.4% by 8:10 Greenwich Mean Time, supported by industrials and tech stocks, while Germany's DAX that rose 0.3% in the day. Well, so far today. Oil prices rose by more than $1 a barrel on Wednesday as markets focused on supply tightness heading into winter and a soft landing for the US economy. Brent crude futures was up 85 cents or 0.9% to $94.81 a barrel by 8:27 GMT, after rising by as much as $1.03. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures, they climbed $1.06 or 1.17% to $91.45 after gaining as much as $1.24. So there we go. There's a look, some of the things in the international news this morning, and a little bit of business thrown in for, well, for good luck. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Should be back at school. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I know you're going to dig this.
Plenty of Radio Gaga on this program. There we go. They call themselves Electric Six. That's the band, American rock band. They were formed back in Detroit in 1996, and they combined virtually any type of music, really. They're known for combining elements of comedy rock, disco, garage rock, metal, new wave, and punk as well. And they got a lot of recognition in 2003 with the singles Danger, High Voltage, and Gay Bar. And they've released 15, believe it or not, studio albums, two rarities albums, one live album, and one live DVD. So there we go. Good one, isn't it? Good cover. Now, talking about covers. I mean, two of my favourite tunes in the world, really, because they were so far advanced for their time. One was 10cc's I'm Not In Love, and the other one was White A Shade Of Pale by Procol Harum. Well, last night I turned off the TV and decided to listen to some music, and I wanted to go back and listen to one of my favourite albums of all time, and that is Justin Hayward together with John Lodge, and the album is called Blue Jays, and it's when they were both taking a sort of sabbatical from Moody from the Moody Blues. And anyway, last night I was listening to that album, Blue Jays, and of course when it finishes, you know, Spotify would just carry on playing sort of similar type of music. And all of a sudden my ears pricked up. It was A Whiter Shade of Pale. And it was by Justin Hayward, and I'd never heard it before. I couldn't believe it. It's brilliant. Well, I think so. Excellent cover. Justin Hayward. Whiter Shade of Pale.
Across the floor, I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling flew away. When we called out for another drink, the waiter brought his tray. And so it was that later, as the miller told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned a whiter shade of pale. And I would not let her be. One of 16 Vestal virgins who were leaving for the cold. And although my eyes were open, they might just as well have been closed. And so it was. Miller told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned a whiter shade of pale.
Together with the London Symphony Orchestra there. Absolutely brilliant. Whiter Shade of Pale from Justin Hayward. Now, that is on an album called Classic Blue, and I don't know how I managed to miss it. It's the fourth solo studio album by Justin Hayward, released back in 1989 on Trax Music. It features my band, who also produced the album, and the London Philharmonic. It says the Philharmonic Orchestra here. Natural fact. The album includes cover versions of many hit songs. And I'm into it. This is what you can find on the album. Tracks of My Tears, MacArthur Park, Vincent, Bright Eyes, Whiter Shade of Pale, the one we just played, Scarborough Fair, and Railway Hotel, together with Forever Album, which is one he also did Forever Autumn, one that he actually did with John Lodge on that Blue Jays album. And As Long as the Moon Can Shine and Stairway to Heaven. And that's all it is. So that is an album which I'm going to be digging out and getting a copy of. We're just making our way to 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This one from the Eagles will just about get us to the top of the hour. One of those at nights. Tell you what, there's a trip back in time for you. One of these nights from the fourth album by the Eagles. That was released 1975. I mean, we're talking so long ago, really, and it's just as good today as it ever was. In July of that year, the record became the Eagles' first number one album. That was the first number one album on the Billboard's album chart, yielding three top ten singles. One of these nights, the one we just played, Lying Eyes, was another one, and Take It to the Limit. Well, that's it. That's brought us up towards the top of the hour. Let's look at some of the local news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Nothing comes.
There we go, Sting and the Police, of course, and Fragile. That's brought us to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's programme. We're going to check in a couple of minutes' time with Ingrid. We've got Andreas with us for this week's movie review, or holiday review, probably. And also, coming in the last hour of this morning's programme. Remember, she joined us last week. This was Priscianis Palma from the GPS. They've been advertising with us here on the program, Global Possibility Studies. We were a bit short of time last week. She had a little bit of trouble getting to the studio, so we've invited her to come back today. So busy little day today, but it's all fun, I think. Here we go, 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Your hands to yourself. Hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
I tell you what, to me, that sounds a little bit like Rocking Pneumonia, was it Rocking Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu or something? But that isn't. That's Georgia and the Satellites, or Georgia Satellites, and keep your hands to yourself. Right, it is time to check in with
Ingrid.
Good
morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, good morning. It is Wednesday morning, Humpity Hump Day. Driving into the city tomorrow. Got so many exciting things to do over the next couple of days. Yeah, it's been beautiful here. Very calm, very quiet. Rain every day now. Again, now it's starting to feel like the rainy season. And my goodness, it shows. Look at all that beautiful green everywhere. Hello, Chelsea. Did you eat your breakfast? She has this thing now that she doesn't eat her breakfast unless I'm... Nope, she didn't eat it. Nope. I put yogurt on there for a reason. The doctor said for the first year of her life, give her yogurt on her breakfast. You know, plain yogurt, whatever. Put it on her food so that it'll help with her... calcium and whatnot, and don't get her spayed until she's 1 year old, because the problem with dogs, or at least larger dogs, is that they need those hormones of their, you know, lady parts to help make the joints and their heal and grow faster and heal and grow completely. Otherwise, if you take them out too soon, then they have a propensity for problems in their joints. So we decided, okay, we're not going to have her have babies, but we're going to let her have a year without having any surgery. So coming November, when she turns 1 year old, we're going to revisit and find out where we can have her little surgery done. You know, she's going to have a little tummy tuck. No, she doesn't need a tummy tuck. She's full of muscle. Yeah, that's one thing I have to say. These part boxer, part over-the-fence gentleman collar kind of thing, they're some of the smartest dogs. I've had a pure breed, and I've been around pure breeds, and they're not always the smartest dogs. Sometimes they're just so inbred, they're kind of, hey, how you doing? And then some are just brilliant. And then this one, who's not purebred anything, is just pure good girl. She's pure good girl. So everybody who has a pet out there, four paws or not, or more or less, with fur, without fur, with feathers, and that includes Lala, give him a hug today. Tell him you love him. It's a wonderful day to be alive. Okay, so back to you in the studio. Bye.
There we go, Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes. And remember that Justin Hayward album I mentioned earlier, there's a cover by him on that album as well. Oh yes! The boys back in town.
Nice. Great intro.
Was really, was it?
I know.
Overdid it a bit, really.
You a little messed up a couple buttons, but you're fine.
Good job. Thank you. So, yeah.
No worries.
And
good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Hey, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I am, I feel refreshed. I feel more zen. I'm trying to keep that as long as I can before I get crumb. But that's the plan. I'm trying to do what your shirt says. I'm trying to have good vibes all around.
Mm.
No.
So you feel you sound revigorated after?
I feel so. I feel I do.
But you say it's a long haul, isn't it?
It is a long trip. I was.
How many hours was that? Because you went from here to Miami.
To Miami,
you went
to LA. I slept there at my sister's for one night.
Okay, good idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we got on a plane and we went to L.A., which is a six-hour flight.
Mm.
And then we went to Hawaii, which is a six-hour flight as well.
Yeah.
So it's a 12-hour thing going.
Wow.
But here's the thing. When you do this without kids, it's not that complicated. I remember when I used to go. We went to Europe. I remember we went to Europe when we first got married. And and it's a 10-hour flight, I think, Europe. Most of the...
Yeah. I think it's a little bit shorter going the other way, if I remember rightly. About 9 hours or so. But when you come back, it's that bit longer. But what I do, I try and do now, what you mentioned, is that if I'm going over to Europe, I go to the States.
You go to New York?
Boston or so, go and see friends in Miami and then go the next day. I mean, two things. Firstly, it avoids the stress of having to change flights and terminals and whatever.
Agree.
It's not so bad doing the long leg the next day. Because, I mean, we've got, what, two and a half hours from here to...
To Miami, it's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, I that worked for us. But, again, not having kids, it lets me watch the movies that they give us on the plane. Mm-hmm. It lets me read a book. We even took, like, adult coloring books.
Adult coloring books?
Adult coloring.
What do you color?
We actually color, it's paint by numbers kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's abstract things.
Adult pictures?
Mandala, I think it's called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get used to it, Jerry. This is the new world, man. Grown-ups can color too.
Adult coloring books.
Yes. The real thing.
Like an adult movie? Or?
No, adult movie. Grown-up movie.
But grown-up paint by numbers or...?
We paid, my wife was there and we had an old gentleman next to us and he was amazed, like, what's happening?
He turned around and says, I hate traveling with kids.
By the way, coming back, we went Hawaii, Phoenix, and that trip, we left Hawaii around 10-ish p.m. So we flew to Phoenix through the night.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived at Phoenix at 7 a.m. next day. But we slept, thank God, most of the way there, most of the flight. But there was a baby on first class.
Oh, wonderful. On first class?
I know.
I thought, was it on the menu? It's normally on the menu.
I don't know, but I was getting on the plane, and I am walking across first class, because I did not fly first class. And I see the woman with the baby on its lap, and I'm like, if I would pay the first class price to be seated next to a mom with a newborn baby, I would ask immediately for a refund. Like, I would be like, excuse me, this is not the experience I paid for. Because I don't know what the premium is on a first class ticket, but it must be ridiculous. And to get... As a parent, I understand, but as a person that does not pay first class because it's so expensive. If one day I pay for first class, I hope I get a person that sleeps the whole ride.
When you say first class, you mean business or
business?
First?
Yes. Business class. I don't think the plane has only
not
business.
Many planes have first class anymore.
It's interesting because I thought because it was such a long flight, there would be like a first and business class kind of thing.
Hmm.
But no.
Which airline did he fly with?
American Airlines?
Never mind.
You're not a fan?
Do you know what? When I first came to Panama, I always flew American.
Okay.
But I find with American now, they don't give you anything.
I was going to say, I find it super inhuman for a 6-hour flight and a 7-hour flight, because the Hawaii Phoenix is 7 hours, they give you nothing to eat.
I know. It's incredible. That's what I hate.
They give you like pretzels and water or like a soft drink. But I was like, are you serious? Because Copa does have a rule for flights over amount of time, they give you a proper meal. Like, it's supposed to be
that
way.
Do they give you any free drinks?
Soft drinks, like water or Coke or whatever.
But no, I mean, that's why, if I can, I fly with Copa. I mean, they're a little bit more expensive, but they treat you like grown-ups.
Yeah.
They give you metal knives and forks and things like that. True. You know, but,
and by the way, that's not a little more expensive.
No, that's true. And they're always full.
It's very much expensive. The reason that we didn't fly Panama, LA, Hawaii is because Copa was so much more expensive than the American Airlines flight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But anyways, I found that inhuman. Like a 6-hour flight, at least give me a sandwich, you know?
You know, I remember when, you know, flying was really quite something. You were pampered, you looked after. And even in economy, you used to get free drinks. And now?
Man, I remember being a 5-year-old, a couple of smokes on the plane.
Yeah.
Get a beer.
I mean, when you think back, the thing they used to smoke on a plane.
Yeah, man.
Gosh, yes, I remember that. But
were you a smoker? You feel like you were a smoker.
When I was younger, I used to. Yeah? I used to smoke. And
did you look cool? You looked really cool.
Well, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. But no, I used to smoke. Funnily enough, the thing is, I used to smoke. But not as an addictive thing.
Like a social smoker.
I was a social smoker. I would love, you know, and when I stopped smoking, one thing I missed was going out with friends in the evening, having a drink and having a cigarette.
Yeah.
But what I used to find was that, for instance, if I was at home and I was working on my car or whatever, I probably wouldn't smoke all day. It wasn't something I felt I had to do.
I feel the same way. I smoke once in a while. I'm in a party. I'm having a drink. I grab a ciggy, a smoke.
Yeah,
I'm never like, oh, you know what? I'm jonesing a cigarette. No, not really.
So, yeah, no. I mean, I don't have any. Sometimes I might have a cigar, a little cigar, but I don't inhale cigars.
Are you like a poker player, cigar smoker kind of person, or no? Or a dice player, cigar smoker?
No, it's just if I happens to be with friends and there's some cigars going around, I'll have a cigar.
For like to celebrate or just to have a cigar?
Just to relax and have fun with friends. And
there you go. Interesting.
That's why you've never seen me smoke.
Because we're never...
No.
We're not friends.
By the way, look. Let me put up the microphone so everybody can see it.
Yeah, I know, right?
See? I got my...
audio medium.
I got my little wobbly Hawaiian... girl. Yeah.
I brought back Jerry, one of those dashboard Hawaiian girls that shakes.
So, I mean, having one of these, it entitles me to be a mass murderer, doesn't it? Because they always seem to have these
movies.
Things on it.
Yeah,
which
have
was
something
a particular
in
movie, we went back to the mermaid, the Hawaiian girl on the dashboard. So, watch out.
There you go.
So, I mean, when did you get back?
I got back Sunday afternoon.
All right, so you haven't had a chance to watch.
Not really. I haven't gone to the movies. I've seen. I obviously saw a lot of movies on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because what I did is I saw all the mediocre movies I haven't seen, and they're pretty much mediocre, not worth paying for. And I was so glad I did not. But I watched that. I've watched some TV shows. I watched 3 TV shows in particular on the plane that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
One is a really heavy documentary. It's about the subway guy. You remember the subway guy that lost a bunch of weight with the subway, eating just subway?
No.
The sandwiches?
No.
Back in the 2000s?
No.
It was a guy who
that must have been a really interesting topic for...
No, here's the thing. He became, back in 2000s, this man came forward. He lost like 200 and something pounds eating Subway every day. And obviously Subway capitalized on this and made him a spokesperson, and this person became a Subway spokesperson for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Jared something, but he was known as Jared the Subway guy. Anyways, again, 20 years, man. This guy was a huge, huge success. Well, sadly, he was a monster. He was a horrible pedo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they did a whole investigation behind it, and he's obviously, thank God, in jail. But interestingly enough, he only got like 15 years, which is crazy to me. But a person close to him would record his conversations, him talking about it, and you hear his voice talking about it, and it's so creepy and disturbing. And there's a whole documentary on Max about it on Discovery Plus as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Discovery made this documentary.
Funnily enough,
I saw that it was good, but it's disturbing. Like, I would never show my wife that.
There's a couple of movies made or documentaries about. For instance, one of them was a guy in London, and he was gay, and he used to go out, get gay men, take them back to his place, kill them.
Yeah.
And boil them on the stove.
Jesus.
Put the remains down the drain. And that. Now, funnily enough, I can't watch that type. But to me, that is worse than a horror movie.
I agree. 100%.
You know, and I can't watch it. Why? Because I can't cope with the mentality.
The humanity behind that.
The mentality behind it. And, of course, you know, in so many cases, these people are just normal guys. I mean, this guy was nothing special. He was, you'd never have known.
Psychopath. Mm. I honestly, I'm not a huge fan of watching those, but I'm also very intrigued, especially when it's a story I knew or in a story like, because when this happened, I was like in college, I think, it happened recently, actually.
So if you buy a Subway and you eat it on the Subway, would you lose twice as much weight, do you think?
Great question. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
condone Subway. No, I'm not kidding. So we had nothing to do with Subway. Can you imagine the PR guy, like, oh my God, what do we, like, when this came out, like, if you are the PR department for Subway, you're like, what the hell do we do now? Like, and to be honest, they did nothing wrong. You're not supposed to, like, know these things. It's a person's personal life. Like, I don't think Subway was their obligation to do a full background check and stiff on a spokesperson. I don't know. I don't think anybody blames Subway, to be honest, but I just imagine the PR department
bad choice.
And I was like, oh my God, 20 years, this guy was like a big deal. It's just so sad. And celebrities would be like friends with him because he was a big guy. He was a big, big thing. He was a millionaire doing Subway commercials.
Good.
But I saw that. I saw a TV show on Apple TV Plus called The After Party, which is incredibly funny.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a Agatha Christie kind of murder mystery kind of show.
Okay.
But it's a comedy. So what happens is a detective comes. Obviously, a murder happens in like a wedding, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And a detective comes and starts talking to each of the guests. And each of the guests tells their story of what they were doing the other night. And each of the guests tells their story in a manner of a movie theme. For example, there's a guy who really likes musicals, so his story is like in the musical form. Or there's a person who is like loves antiques, so their story is told like in a Jane Austen kind of setting. So it's pretty funny. It's really well written, really well done, really mystery, which is. You keep guessing who the murderer was. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I really enjoyed it. The murder mystery. There's been 2 seasons of it. It's on Apple TV Plus. I recommend it for anybody out there who enjoys Agatha Christie books and Poirot things, but likes a little bit of comedy.
Have you ever watched BritBox?
BritBox, no. Like the app thing? No.
No, it's not an app.
It's not an app?
No, it's it's all UK TV. It's all British TV.
Okay.
And they've got a load of the series is on there. I mean, I've got to rejoin.
But do you need, like, a VPN and stuff like that?
You do need a VPN.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah. But I watched a series. I did a sort of binge-watching. I watched it over 2 days.
So, wow.
I think it was eight episodes. It's on Netflix. It's called Safe. S-A-F-E.
You told me with Michael C. Hall.
It's really
who is
good.
Not a a British person, which is...
Well, it can't be.
Did he do an accent?
I think so. I didn't even notice.
There you go. Good job by him.
He's obviously a good actor.
Yeah.
But, no, it was very, very good. It's a British... It's in the UK. It's about how it happens within a sort of like a gated community. And it's about one of the family's daughters, teenage daughters, goes missing. And the story is all around that and the backdrop. And it was very, very well done. Lots of twists and turns, and I enjoyed it. It's you know, it's something that keeps you wanting to watch the next episode, because a lot of these things I watch, you know, here we go, you know. And I just sort of, you know, if you look at my list of continue watching,
yeah,
it would probably stretch from here to Cologne. So.
It's interesting because I've always wondered, can you remove items from that list?
I had a look not so long ago, because you used to be able to go to settings somewhere
and remove that,
and remove ones that you didn't want to keep.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a couple of shows on there for my continue watching that I'm never going to watch again.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have this rule. If I'm watching a show and I kind of lose interest, and then I find out it got canceled, I immediately, like, I'm never going to watch this again, because why am I going to waste my time for a show that's not going to end?
Yeah.
Like, it happened right now with HBO. HBO, I was watching Winning Time, the TV show about the 80s Lakers, the basketball team, and the first season was super fun. I started watching the second season, but I was, like, not so much into it, but I was like, hey, I'm watching this. There's a show that's right up my alley. But they just canceled it like 2 days ago. And I was like, I'm not going to finish watching the second season. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point.
All right. We're going to take a musical break. We'll be right back. Boom, 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 boom. Hawaii 5-0.
There you go. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a long way. It's only an island.
I know. I have to say this. Going back to my vacation a little bit, the thing that caught my attention the most was how much the native Hawaiians and the locals cared about nature.
Mm-hmm.
They were super adamant about not bothering the wildlife, not bothering nature at all.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and something that I loved is you're on the beach, you're snorkeling, and you have sea turtles around you swimming with you, no problem, like huge sea turtles. Mm-hmm. And these sea turtles sometimes go to the beach and to nap, to sleep. And once a sea turtle did that, they would like set up a perimeter 10 feet away from the turtle, so nobody can walk around.
That's great.
And this was everything with every animal.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the beaches, there are no, like, kiosks or little stores that sell stuff. No. They are...
Brilliant.
So showers, bathrooms, and
so the beaches are kept pristine.
Correct. So there's no trash in the, on the beaches. And I was like, oh, man, it felt like, oh, man, this is really, really... one with nature kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that.
Which island was
it? I went
Europe?
To Kauai.
Kauai. Wait, because you couldn't pronounce Hawaii? Or?
The thing is, apparently, everybody says Kauai, and I found out the apostrophe in Native Hawaiian is in a letter. So it's you gotta take the pause. It's kawaii because there's an apostrophe there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So now I pronounce it like a stupid person.
Okay. Because Rowena was asking, says, good morning, I miss which island or islands Andreas and his wife visited. So there we are. It's the one with the apostrophe in it.
Yeah, Kauai. It's Kauai. A small island. It's mm-hmm. called, they know it as the Garden Island.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much as, it's the less populated one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Renee, good morning to Renee, over there in Athens in Greece, says, did you have Mai Tai in Hawaii? No, he took his own. He didn't take Mai Tai.
No. I'm with Renee on this one. We did have Mai Tais.
Mai Tais?
Yeah, the drink, the cocktail. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had some Mai Tais.
Many?
It's really sweet, but one day we had Mai Tais before lunch,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't a great idea. We got a little tipsy on 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's one of those things that's very easy to drink.
Yeah, you know, it's like a little juice, pineapple juice with a little rum and coconut. Mm-hmm. And but it was awesome. Honestly, it was a great vacation, a great place to visit. The beaches were beautiful. The sights are incredible. I recommend, I did tell my wife, we got to take advantage of this, see as much as we can. And
did you go to any other islands?
No. I made it a point to just go to one because I remember when we went to Europe, we would go to like 8 different, 10 different cities.
Mm.
And by the end of the vacation, you're like, I need another vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we have made it a point of if we're going somewhere, we're going to one place.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take advantage of it. We're going to see the sights. We're going to take some days off. One day we just stayed at home mm-hmm. till like 1 and then we went to the beach. Like it's more relaxing that way. Mm-hmm. So we just went to Kauai. And to be honest, thank God, because the other island I wanted to see was Maui, which I couldn't go because of the fire. So
was there any evidence on the island you were on of the troubles, the hurricane?
Nobody really mentioned it, to be honest. Mm. There was some stuff on. Like, if you turn on the TV, you could see some stuff like foundations trying to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see a lot of like advertising to like save Maui or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Not
really.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, fun fact about Kauai. And we went to a little town called Hanapepe, is the little town where Lilo and Stitch was based off.
Who?
Lilo, you know, Jasmine knows.
Yes, ma'am, do you know
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, of
you know Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a Taylor's?
No, it's an animated Disney movie from the 2000s.
It's a cute one.
It's a cute one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
It was based in Hawaii and based in Kauai, Hanapepe, a little town.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I enjoyed it. I love. You know what else they filmed in Kauai?
In this Hawaii 5-0.
Actually, I didn't know if they filmed that there.
Oh, they did. I know they did. I saw
but they
the palm
filmed
trees.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the huge like mountains. Mm-hmm, it's a coast called Napali Coast,
mm-hmm.
and it's full of valleys and stuff like that. And they filmed Jurassic Park there. It's awesome.
Oh, cool.
You can do it. I didn't do it, but you can do like a tour of different locations.
By the way, the series Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
When do you think that started?
When?
Where?
I think it's like an 80s show. Am I wrong?
Yes.
But they redid it, right? They remade it?
1968.
68?
Yeah.
Man, Tom Selleck ages like a beautiful bottle of wine.
Was he in that?
Tom Selleck was the main guy, yeah.
I thought the other guy, the big tall guy, was there.
It is Tom Selleck.
Oh, is it?
The big tall guy is Tom Selleck.
Oh.
With a mustache.
No, but that was... But
Jasmine perked up when I said Tom Selleck. She's a fan.
In the Ferrari.
That's Tom Selleck.
That wasn't Hawaii 5-0.
Yes, it is.
Was it?
Yeah. With the Hawaiian shirt. Red Hawaiian shirt and Detroit Tigers cap.
Really?
And mustache.
Because I remember the one before that.
Which was?
I have to look it up. By the theme, by the way, that version we played was by The Ventures. They covered it. It was their biggest hit. Let me just see.
They
Hawaii.
Remade that show, by the way.
Hawaii 5-0.
Am I wrong? Is it not Tom Selleck?
You wrong? Oh, I wouldn't have thought so.
I don't think so.
It's off of the album. I'm trying to get to the series, and it keeps.
You keep getting the song.
Keeps giving me the song. All right, let me go to. Talk to yourself.
Tommy Selleck. Okay, let's talk about Kauai. Sea turtles. Have you seen sea turtles, Jasmine? Man, sea turtles are beautiful creatures. And so peaceful. And I was drawn to them, man. I felt sea turtles in me. I want to live their life.
Mm-hmm.
Just swim and then sleep. It's my jam.
Let me get. We go.
They have one at the causeway. At
sea
the
turtle.
The causeway.
Just one sea turtle. Hanging out.
It's a huge one.
But like a.
Have you ever seen it?
In the water?
No, they have a big pool there.
They have a big pool. Am I wrong, Jerry?
Yes, Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. is the one. You're
that
right.
That was the one Tom Selleck, because I never used to be a white.
There you go, you're correct.
It's unusual, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Magnum P.I. Yes, then write that one down.
But Magnum P.I. was also based in Hawaii?
I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was sort of like an offshoot of... let me see, I'm trying to see who was in the original... starring Alex O'Loughlin... Scott playing Danny.
No, that's the new one.
Is it?
They remade it, yeah.
Oh. It's all very confusing.
You see, that's why it says 2010.
Okay. Yeah. Hawaii Five-0 American Action Police Procedure Television centers around a special police major crimes task force operating at the behest of the governor of Hawaii. It is a reboot of the 1968-80 series, Hawaii Five-0. The original series had the letter O instead of the number. Oh, and it's titled, well, I'd never have known that. It's also aired on CBS.
I do love the fact that it was like a police force working special under the Hawaiian governor, because a lot of people pay attention to the Hawaiian governor, I'm sure. It's a super major.
Funny enough, I mean, I was watching because I, for some reason, because I've been watching TV, was that I watched some of the Hawaii Five-0, and I find it sort of because... The one I watched, it was yesterday I watched it, and the lead guy's called up and he has to go and fight in, rescue somebody in Nigeria, and I thought...
But it's a new one? You saw the new one?
Yeah.
It's fun. I think you would enjoy that show, actually.
Well, I've been watching it. I mean, it's not, you know, I used to watch A&E a lot.
Exactly. It was an A&E kind of show.
But I was watching some of these, like, and also AXN with some of the CSI and NCIS and whatever. And because a lot of these are made by the, what's his name, Bruckner or something, or Bruckner, the guy who produced all these programs.
I have no idea.
The acting is pretty atrocious.
Oh, damn.
You know, and it's like what's the one with the, it's not NCIS, it's CSI, the ginger-haired guy in Miami.
Oh, yeah, the you know, Alex Caruso.
He talks as if. He's in another planet.
He takes big pauses.
Well, I think I have to look. But everybody talks.
Takes big pauses.
Well, what is it you mean? And then he has to touch or put on his glasses. You know, hysterics.
He created a meme just for that. Like he was a meme.
Rowena comes and says, "Oh, beautiful lush forests and Pijo Beach on
Poipu.
The south. Is it
Poipu Beach? Yeah."
Did you do Poipu over there?
We went to Poipu Beach, yeah.
Oh, okay. They have toilets?
No, Jerry.
on the south side, called it Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck. Yeah. See, the only person that didn't know that in the world was probably you and me, because I had to look it up.
Interesting, Poipu Beach, in this, if you stay for the sunset, for some reason it became like a haven for turtles, so when the sun starts coming down, all turtles show up at the beach. So we had about... 25 to 30 turtles just come from the water and just stay on the beach to sleep overnight. That's really something to watch.
Oh, super cool.
Yeah.
So they all wait in the water and wait till you've gone. Have they gone yet? No, they're still bloody
raking. No, they would come in. Like, I was at one point snorkeling, and I got out of the beach, and I'm just standing there talking to my wife, and just a huge turtle next to me just comes up shore. It was awesome. Something to behold. Really beautiful beach.
So would you go back again?
I would. I totally would. The thing is, it's so far, and to be honest, it's so expensive. Like, it's very expensive to stay in Hawaii. The reason I stayed at an Airbnb instead of
you stayed at Airbnb? Hotel,
yeah, because I started digging a little bit.
How did it work? Was it good?
Yeah, no. I did my research, and I found a really nice place in a complex. It was like a community kind of thing.
Here's a question for you, because Christine and I are vacation next year. We're going to go to Madrid and we're going to go to Barcelona. That's what we're going to do next year. So, and I'm looking at Airbnb and I see this place because we thought, well, let's try Airbnb rather than staying at a hotel.
You've never done Airbnb?
No.
Okay.
So you go on and you find a property and think, yeah, okay, that looks good, but let me see what else there is. And you go and 2 minutes later you go back to the original one and the price has gone up about $150. And you really? Go away again, and you come back, and it's gone up again. And I'm thinking, this is BS.
That's weird. I haven't experienced that.
Apparently, apparently they do that. Yeah. And I thought, well, you know, I'm wasting my time, because if I'm not going to just take the first one I'm looking at, and if I like it and I go back and the price has gone up, it's BS.
That's super weird. Yeah. That is weird. I haven't, honestly, I haven't experienced that. I have used Airbnb quite a lot. To be honest, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes you really hit on the property. For example, the one we stayed at was beautiful. The pictures were exactly like the ones on the ad. Like the location were exactly as the pictures. It was beautiful, pristine. The apartment was really clean, et cetera, et cetera. One thing it was misleading was the fact that in the description was like, you have beautiful views of the water from the terrace and the dining room, it said. Mm-hmm. That's the description of the property. Mm-hmm. When we get there, it was near the water. You could see the water, like, from behind some buildings, but it wasn't like you weren't next to the water. And that's a little misleading, in my opinion. But other than that, the apartment itself was really nice. So you get those kind of things. You really got to dig well. You got to look at the reviews. That's super important.
Exactly, that's what I do. But the thing, you look at a review, then you wander off to do something, look at someone else, somewhere else, and when you go back, say, yeah, I like that first one. And the price has gone up. I mean, in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, it does happen. I've lost properties because I look at five or six, and I'm like, oh, look at this. But if there's a high demand on that property, either it goes up on prices, or it's not available anymore. I've lost properties I want to stay at in a matter of hours. But hey, man, it's part of the deal.
Would you recommend it? Because I think we
use Airbnb 100%.
I think we're gonna try it. When we go in,
especially when you go on like a week long trips and stuff like that. I think it's nice because you get to do a supermarket and you get to have breakfast at home or have some meals at home, and that one saves you a bit of money and it becomes a little homey. It becomes a little bit of your home. I enjoyed it.
All right, great. Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful time. So, you know, I suggest, you know, have another vacation before next week and we'll have something else to talk about.
Hey, man, we got to get back to the movies. Yeah. I think
thank you for my little
By the way, the writer's strike ended.
Yes,
they're
starting to go back to work today.
But the actors are not. The actors are still on strike.
No, that's still going. And did you see the auto workers strike? Joe Biden went on the picket line.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Why?
To support them.
That's dumb.
Apparently
he's a president, he can make a...
It's the first time it's been known that a sitting president...
I hate PR stunts. It's a PR stunt.
Oh, here, election. Rowena comes back. So this is just quickly, because talking about this, and prices go up for travel items because they are tracking you. We have used our phones to search and then book through a different device, such as a laptop. Ask Alex about that tomorrow. That's a good idea. Yeah,
it does. That does work. Or you can put like incognito the browser, like Google Chrome.
That's interesting. That's a good point. I wonder if you can do that. It's a good point, Rowena. What if you use what do they call them? The browser you go to, private browsing.
Yeah, private browsing, yeah.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, or use a VPN.
All those work, and it does happen. Like, for example, if Copa and places like that, they will track you, and they will the prices will vary a little bit.
All right, man. Well, look, great to have you back.
Yeah,
and,
man. Thank you so much, man.
You know, all being well, we'll see you next week. Business okay since you got when you got back?
Yeah, I'm still catching up. I got 800 emails I got to check, so.
Okay.
Going through them.
You get more than me.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Take care, sir.
Andrew Slamenti with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound?
Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Bristio and Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control. Low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
We're so sorry. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a thank you.
had to say. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
The unmistakable sounds of the 1980s there. That's the Tubeway Army and our friends Electric. And we started off those two, Paul and Linda McCartney, and Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey. You are keeping on the time, 25 minutes after the 9 o'clock. Now here's a guy who's got a great voice. His name is Gordon Haskell. And according to him, well, we've got all the time in the world. Well, we haven't really, because we've finished about 5 to 10. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
What does it matter if it's a quarter to two? The love of my life has been long overdue. But what does it matter if it's three or it's four? Don't even try to make sense of it all. I guess I got all the time in the world. Guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Am I still dreaming? Am I asleep? How did I get into this water so deep? But what does it matter if it's five after five? You're giving me the time of my life. I guess I got all the time in the world. I guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Whether the skies are cloudy or blue, you're showing me just how little I do. 'Cause I used to wander aimlessly to some other place I thought I had to be. But I guess I got on time in the world. Yes, I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. It's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Some other place I thought I had to.
to be. But I guess I got on.
Lovely voice. He did the rounds of the pubs and clubs in London, and he had a bit of a tough life, and it comes out a little bit in his voice as well. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're half past the hour of 9 o'clock as we make our way up to 10 o'clock, where we call it a day. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're making movies over there.
Oh, yes. I have enjoyed my time in here. How are you?
I'm good. It's welcome back to Priscianis Palmer. From GPS, which worked today.
Yes, it did. I am surprised.
We asked Priscianis to come back because was it last week, wasn't it? And this time last week, I think it was. And it's easy to get lost, isn't it?
It is, especially when you don't live in here. Well, and Google sends you to Mercado del Marisco. Jesus.
There's nothing wrong with the fish market at certain times of the day.
I love it.
Anyway, look, it's lovely to have you back. And you were telling me, because I think last week when you left, and we said, well, how many people have you got enrolled for your... Because you've been listening to the adverts, by the way, here on the Cool FM. And this is for the university places in Ireland.
Right.
And... I think last week when you left, I said, how many? Well, we've got about 200 people. You've doubled that.
Well, yeah, many people are showing interest in, you know, in work, in studying and having an opportunity of working abroad, especially in Europe. That is very appealing for Latin American students to have this experience abroad in another continent, especially in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky because we were just talking about what I did. But when I was sort of young, I went to a boarding school. Then I joined the Royal Air Force. The beauty of joining the Royal Air Force was that I travelled.
Right.
Because, you know, I was stationed in sort of there just outside of Dubai in a place called Sharjah. And different places in the UK and also 3 years in Singapore. And I was lucky to get a job in which I ended up travelling around the world doing that as well. Travelling is so important.
It is.
It really is. And it's firstly, you're away from home, so it gives you a chance to grow up that bit more.
Yeah.
And learning and seeing other people's cultures and how other people live.
Yeah.
So it's so important, even in Ireland.
Of course, in Ireland. You know, it is important to learn about, you know, when we move abroad, you say, Gary, we are not anymore in our comfort zone.
No, that's right.
And that forces us to get to know ourselves better and to see what we are capable of. And we learn many things, not only academically in this case, but we go to study either English or a bachelor degree or a master's degree or a PhD. I mean, we offer different types of programs. But what you learn as a person, what you learn from other your cohort, people from different parts of the world, it's amazing. You get to see different cultures in only one place.
Oh, absolutely.
And what I really like about Europe, as you know, is that you can be anywhere in any European city in within 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for a very low cost. You can travel very easily and very...
I mean, rail fare, because we went on vacation last year. Well, in actual fact, the year before last, we did a river cruise. It was on the Rhine and on the Danube, and it was the year that they had the droughts, and we couldn't get onto the Danube, so we went by coach to all these other different places. And but we went to, we went to all these different towns in Germany, and then we went to Budapest and Austria. We went to Vienna. In fact, because we went to Vienna and loved it so much and didn't see as much as we wanted, that's where we went this year. We went to, we flew from here to Madrid, then we flew on to Munich, and then we went by train to Vienna. Then we stayed in Vienna. Then we went by train from Vienna to Verona through the Alps and whatever. But the cost of the rail fare It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very reasonable. It's very low. Reasonable. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a much, I love traveling by rail because you see that much more. And you can imagine doing that journey sort of through the mountains and down into to Verona.
Yeah, the really view impressive. Is breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the time goes so quickly as well.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, no, absolutely. Travel broadens the horizons, as they say. Very, very true.
Absolutely, and that's what we do. I mean, we, as Global Possibility Studies, we are an educational agency mm-hmm. from Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister Priscilla and myself founded the agency. We are from Las Tablas here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And after the office in here, we opened another office in Dublin in Ireland and also in Santiago de Chile.
How did you actually get started?
Well, because of my own experience and my sister's own experience as well. Mm-hmm. When we were very young, we didn't have a clue what to study and mm-hmm. where to study.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother is a professor, and she always wanted us to go abroad. So when my sister was 16 or 17, mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. remember, my mom sent my sister to New Zealand to study.
Wow, really? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And since then, this started.
That's then, great, absolutely.
Then
yeah.
I came on the line when it was my turn. She sent me to study in Germany.
Okay. Which part of Germany?
In Saarland. That's in the border with Freiburg.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I really liked this experience as we were talking with Jasmine earlier.
Mm.
How good it is for people in general to have the opportunity to live abroad, to mm-hmm. learn about different cultures, to try different things, and to see that life is way more than what we are used to when we are in our comfort zone.
And tell me, this event, which is coming up for the universities in Ireland, what are they going to be looking for with potential students, and how many positions do they have open?
Well, that's a very good question, because it will depend on what type of master's mm-hmm. Panamanians or the audience mm-hmm. wants to study,
mm-hmm.
right? Of course, every master's, every bachelor has a capacity,
mm-hmm.
But we will figure it out. We will see, and then we will know what Panamanians are more interested on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, what universities are gonna look in here is for people that really want to progress in life,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
have a different mm-hmm. A different experience in such an exotic country for us,
mm-hmm.
for Panama, mm-hmm. as it is Ireland. Because
it's a beautiful country.
It is very mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is different in all the type of means.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I live in Dublin, as I said. We mm-hmm. have the mm-hmm. Global Possibility Studies office in Dublin as well for our students that are mm-hmm. in Europe. We have students in different other countries in Europe as well, doing bachelor's, master's, mm-hmm. different programs. And yes, they are going to come. We are going to be in a fair. People that attend to the fair will be able to talk directly with the representative mm-hmm. of every single university that are coming: Trinity College Dublin,
wow. mm-hmm.
University of Galway,
mm-hmm.
TU Dublin, Technological University Dublin, National College of Ireland, and Griffith College.
Wow!
Yeah,
excellent.
They
excellent.
Are most of mm-hmm. Five of the most renowned universities in the country.
And you say, when did they arrive? You say you've got someone
they arrived. Have been arriving since yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
they're still getting over the sort of the jaw dropping. What do they expect of Panama? Oh, I didn't expect this.
Well, actually, one of them say, "Oh my God, it's very humid," but I love yes. it. yes. But they are amazed about Panama City Center.
Mm-hmm.
The view coming from the airport.
Oh yes.
So
when you come in, it's quite impressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, they are also surprised. Some of them came to the office yesterday, and we were talking with some students, people that are about to go to Ireland as mm-hmm. well for mm-hmm. coming intakes. And, yes, they are enjoying their time in here, and it's nice to see that Panama is being put in the map
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
so many people that they knew Panama existed, but they didn't pay much attention to. This is the very first time.
They have to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I came here 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
to set up a couple of companies and then, I guess, you know, probably go back. Still here. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't drink the water from the chagras. That's what they say. You'll have to come back.
Yes, yes.
And tell me now, with the students, okay, there's the educational aspect of it, but where do they live?
They live, every university has different options.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them offer host family.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them offer accommodation on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them offer residence outside the campus. And most of them, because it is also cheaper,
mm-hmm.
most of these students, rent an individually accommodation.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they start accommodation by themselves. But...
So when it comes to things like that, I mean, so they're going to have expenses?
Yes.
What are their sort of expenses? What is it that they have to cover from expense point of view?
Well, they have to cover the tuition fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some universities, some institutions provide discounts.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a scholarship. I call them discounts because it's not a full scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the universities offer discounts, but besides the tuition fee, what students have to cover is accommodation, food and mm-hmm. transportation, whatever they need to get to the mm-hmm. to the university and do the studies as a normal student, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, best thing to do is have you ever been to Cambridge and Oxford?
Yes, I have.
Get a bike.
Yes, actually, they that's very normal. Most of our students also get to Dublin, for example, or mm-hmm. to any other mm-hmm. county in Ireland, and they just get a bike. 80 euro bike, and they are sorted with transportation for the whole period of study.
I've been to Oxford again, but it always fascinates me. I seem to have this fixation as well of taking pictures of bikes in rows.
Mm.
So when I went into Europe and the summer in Germany, and all these bikes for hire, all in this long row, all the way down then. And get electric bikes now, which is probably more my
scooters.
Or scooters.
I love it, yeah.
Hey, do you know France, of course, France is banning them.
Say that again, please.
France
uh-huh.
is banning these electric scooters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And yet they were one of the first ones to promote it. But now apparently it's becoming such a pain in the butt. And the people want them off the streets.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But did you know, going off topic, but, I mean, I see the day not that far away, probably within 10 years, these scooters will be replaced. With little cars. You'll have little two-seater bubble glide, little buggy you can get in, put your credit card in, the same as you do with the scooters, and drive it off, and then you leave it at another station close to where you want to go or whatever.
Yeah.
Because electric cars, really, the simple cars are so cheap.
Yeah, they have that type of system in Europe,
mm-hmm.
but with big cars.
With big cars,
it's pay as you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. No, great idea, great idea. So tell me, so you mentioned that you're based in Ireland.
Yes.
But you place students all over Europe. How do you go building up your relationships with the universities?
Wow, it was a big, big step in our company because we started first offering just language schools.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
well, we started building a good relationship, a good reputation with schools. And after a while, a couple of years, when we had many students graduated and was fluent in English or mm-hmm. in German. Mm-hmm. For example, I lived in Germany. I got many connections in the education sector when I was living in Germany. So after they graduated, they were asking us, Priscianis or Priscilla, my sister,
mm-hmm.
so what is next? I am fluent already in German or I am fluent mm-hmm. already in English. And I love it in here, so can I do my bachelor degree or my master's in this country? How do? They were asking for,
mm-hmm.
advice.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then we started making agreements with universities. And so we did. So it's based on reputation, of course,
sure.
Because education is about trust.
And of course, now I mean you've become established.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so, you
three
know,
different countries.
That much, it makes it that much easier for you to to break into to different markets. What about the UK?
Yes, we do work with the UK. We are more focused on Ireland. I'm sorry, Gary.
That's okay. I mean,
but of course, yes, we do work with the UK. You know what? Why we are more focused on Ireland because of the immigration opportunities Ireland offers. I mean, now after the Brexit, the UK is opening up, but Ireland has been very pro-international students for many, many years.
But Ireland is part of the EU, so do you get the same openness throughout the EU, or does it vary depending?
It depends. But what comes in here, and the reason why Ireland is so open to students and to allowing students to work in the country, it comes back in history from the famine. Do you know? Do you remember the famine?
Yes.
Yeah, when many Irish people had to leave their country because they didn't have food at all. It's amazing, this history. And since then, Ireland hasn't had the amount of population they need to cover the vacancies, jobs they have. Yeah. And the government said, okay, we are one of the few speaking English-speaking countries in the EU, before Brexit. And now they are, well, Malta is also an English-speaking country. But they say, okay, we have many multinationals in here. As you may know, there is Facebook, Amazon, Google, nine of the ten most famous pharmaceuticals, etc., etc., etc.
They've done very well with technology. They encourage a lot of technology companies.
Yes, and this is a good point I'm going to mention after, because the government spotted this need in their in different industries, and they opened doors to Latin American students. You come to Ireland, even if you want to learn English, you can work in Canada, the US, and many other countries. It is not allowed. But in Ireland, you study English, you can work. You study a bachelor degree, you can work for the 3-4 years of the bachelor degree. And after you graduate from your bachelor degree, you get 1 year work permit, full time. So 1 year stay back in Ireland. And after you do your master's, which is only for 1 year, the master's degree only takes 1 year, which is very good for international students because they save 1 year, you know, accommodations and extra fees. And after they graduate from the master's degree, they can work full-time for 2 years in Ireland. So they get a stay-back permit.
That's good. And after that, is there a chance of even staying on longer?
Absolutely.
You know, because in that time, you could get yourself a nice job. You could, especially if you're in the tech business. You know,
yes. We are going to be speaking about this on Friday on our educational fair. We are going to have two different rooms. One room to talk especially about migration, and the other room to talk about academic programs with the five institutions, right? The Irish government has something called critical skills, right?
Okay.
Critical skills list. They have on this list different type of professions where they make it easier to those professionals that are on the critical skills list, and they allowed them to stay in the country. Every single case is different, but if someone is looking for a country where to migrate to, Ireland is amazing. I have a friend. He is in the IT sector, which is a critical skill, skill, as you well mentioned before, and he already got the Irish passport. Imagine how good and how open doors this opportunity is, that if you are in the critical skill list, you are a professional in that area, you can, after a couple of years, after 5 years, you can get an Irish passport. Imagine
Which is an EU passport, which enables you to travel anywhere in Europe.
Anywhere in mm-hmm. Europe and mm-hmm. in other countries that require visa, you may mm-hmm. not even need a visa.
You know, actually, strangely enough, one of the things that surprised me, because my British passport is about to expire anyway, but my Panamanian passport, I didn't realize just how well accepted the Panamanian passport is.
Yeah.
You know, and now I've got a US visa in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I only waited 18 months. But the Panamanian passport in it. So I'm right, you can travel in any of the Schengen countries. You can travel. We travel through Europe. No problems whatsoever.
No problems whatsoever. Really. And this is one of the other plus of Ireland, because most of the Latin countries, of course, including Panama, mm-hmm. do not need a visa to enter to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in other Schengen countries, if you are a student,
mm-hmm.
you have to enter with a student visa
mm-hmm.
because you are
mm-hmm.
you know beforehand that you're mm-hmm. going to stay mm-hmm. in the country for more than 90 days.
So what is it that, so say you've got somebody, they're accepted by one of the universities, what is their status? How do they then go about being a student for a prolonged period of time in Ireland? What documentation are they given?
Yes. Well, as I said, Gary, we don't need Panamanians, do not need a visa to enter, just going traveling with the paper that mm-hmm. says that the student is going to go to study to
okay.
this so university.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the student can enter the country easily. What we do, and this is the job of our of Christina, she works with us in the office in Dublin,
mm-hmm.
She helps the students to do all the paperwork mm-hmm. that is very easy to get the residence permit, which mm-hmm. will be mm-hmm. an equivalent to a visa mm-hmm. to stay more than 90 days.
Oh, okay.
So mm-hmm. if students get, they just make an appointment in the immigration office and they present the insurance. They have to have an insurance. They have to prove that they are actually registered to study in the university mm-hmm. and some other little details that we provide the students before they go, because it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Ireland is one of the easiest countries with immigration process.
And tell me, we'll go through in a minute for everybody that's listening as to the times, etc. But just quickly, when they finish their, or getting close to finishing their degrees, their masters or whatever, do the universities have, like, job fairs where people from different companies will go to see if they can place, because if you say they can work there for 2 years, do you get companies then going and saying, we can take you for 2 years, gives you that experience. And then, of course, as you say, you know, they feel like the possibility of even staying on. But do they have that kind of facility that towards the end that you can, you're introduced to companies and companies come and they have like a fair, a little bit the other way from what you do, you're placing the students in with with your function, but then the universities have a function whereby companies come to meet the students.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good question, Gary. Every university has a department called Career Services, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what they do in that department, the people that work in that department, is mm-hmm. that they make appointments with the students individually. Look how personalized the service is.
Mm-hmm.
Individually. And they help the students to create the CV, because mm-hmm. at the template of
right.
the CV in mm-hmm. Ireland, in Europe, is very different compared to our
it's
template
easy,
in
it's
here.
It's easy now. Artificial intelligence will do that for you.
Oh. Yeah. And, well, I don't know if I will trust my... Well, yes. I have gotten help from that just to try it. And it really helps. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried it yet, I'm sure.
But, well, the person from Career Services helped the students to build the CV,
mm-hmm.
even to do mock interviews.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, mm-hmm. to break the ice, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they understand us going to another country, applying for a job in another country where everything works different, can be a bit intimidating.
It reminded me of one thing that I always used to do when I was sort of being interviewed for work. I always went through the attitude of, why should I work for you? You know, not the sort of the other way around. Yeah. Is that, you know, the attitude will be, you know, well, you know, why should I work for your company? You know, and I never ever changed, because I moved around a little bit in my sort of broking and trading career, but I never once moved for money.
Right.
Always experience.
Yeah, that's the way I would say as well.
And look where I ended up. Anyway, just quickly remind everybody about the events.
The fair, the educational fair, is on Friday, the 29th of September, so the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 6:30 p.m. in the hotel, in the Radisson, in the Decapolis Hotel, sorry.
Okay.
Decapolis Hotel in Balboa Avenue, right? We are going to be there from 6:30 to 9:30 talking about immigration and talking about different programs with the five institutions and also with education in Ireland that is their very first time in Panama with this type of event. Education in Ireland is the part of the Irish government that looks after education, promoting education abroad. And we are going to be in there for those 3 hours, which is a unique opportunity for also parents to go and meet the representative of the university.
Because they're probably going to be paying.
And discuss about different programs for the kids, right? I mean, as I said before, my mom sent me when I was very young to Germany. I didn't have a clue what I wanted to study. And this type of event is what helps many people to realize, oh, this opportunity is in there, this bachelor exists, this master's exists, we have this type of opportunities then, and this is our job. So I invite everybody to join us in the fair because it's going to be an amazing and exclusive opportunity to interact with each other.
There we go. Chance for education and living in Ireland. What a wonderful choice. Right. Well, Christiana, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Christiana's Palmer for being with us from GPS. We'll have a link on our website as well, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So big thanks once again to GPS. Also, thanks to Andreas this morning for being with us here on the Breakfast Show after his holiday in Hawaii. To Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show, my producer, does all our sort of bits and pieces, social media, etc. Of course, our everyday story of country folk from Ingrid. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil, over there in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls of Group of God will keep us up and running. And to you lot, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Don't forget, we'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Why? Want to be talking to you tomorrow? Not about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.